Relative to some hotspots in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma, the levels of chromium-6 found in New England drinking water are quite low. Most were under 1 part per billion. That's billion with a B. Still, even those low levels exceed the public health goal set by the state of California, which is 0.02 parts per billion, says Sarah Vose, the state toxicologist of Vermont.
California did a very reasonable assessment of the carcinogenicity of chrome-6, and I agree for the most part with what their conclusions are regarding the risk of chrome-6. There's no doubt that it is a public health concern.
However, Vose points out that while chromium-6 levels in parts of New England are above California's health goal, these levels are below that state's enforceable limit. So even these levels would go untreated in California, the only state with a legally enforceable limit in drinking water. Chromium-6 is a known human carcinogen. Peter Gravatt is the director of the EPA's Office of Groundwater and Drinking Water.
And we've been working on understanding the toxicity of chromium for a number of years, and next year in 2017 we'll be publishing a draft health assessment for chromium.
And frankly, when chromium-6 is present at low levels in drinking water, it's not something that New England states are entirely sure how to treat. Most chromium-6 in the environment comes from industrial sources. It's used for chrome plating, leather tanning, and wood preserving. And it's also found in ash from coal-burning power plants. Another form of the chemical, chromium-3, is naturally occurring in the environment, and it's a nutrient that our bodies need. But chromium-3 can convert to chromium-6 under different conditions. Ellen Parr-Doring is the Deputy Director for the Drinking Water and Groundwater Protection Division in Vermont. She says a big part of the struggle is that it's not entirely clear where the contamination is coming from.
But we kind of need to know what the original source of this is to deal with it, whether it's from atmospheric deposition or it's naturally occurring in the water itself. You'd be thinking treatment plant issues. You know, how can we properly treat there?
Or she says it can be even trickier. There's some evidence that certain chemicals used to make drinking water safer could actually cause this nutrient, chromium-3, to convert to chromium-6. Or it also could be leaching from distribution pipes.
Then you might be looking at another way of dealing with the issue. And right now, at these low levels, it's really hard to figure out what is the issue. Like, why is that happening?
Parr-Doring says Vermont and other New England states first saw the data on chromium-6 in drinking water when the EPA shared it about a year ago. And state officials did have conversations about the carcinogen.
We hadn't come up with any New England-wide strategy, if you will, nothing like that.
And even if the states knew the source of contamination, it's not clear if it's technically feasible to treat such low levels. The Environmental Working Group has been working to draw attention to the issue across the country. David Andrews is a chemist with the group, and he says the uncertainty around what to do points to a bigger problem.
But overall, I think this issue really raises important questions about our national drinking water infrastructure and the ability of our federal government to essentially keep informed and be able to update drinking water standards as science evolves.
The EPA says it will issue a toxicity assessment of chromium-6 in 2017. And then, after a period of public comment, determine if an enforceable drinking water standard should be set. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.